This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. Tomorrow's a big day in North Texas. It's the last day of monitoring for any North Texan who might have been exposed to Ebola. If all goes well, and so far it has, Dallas will be Ebola-free. No one will be happier about that than David Lakey. He's commissioner of the state's health department, and he sat down with me. David Lakey, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me today.
You must be planning on a big sigh of relief.
I am. It's been a very busy month. My sigh of relief isn't any greater than all those folks that we've been monitoring.
Do you expect any more cases of Ebola in Texas?
I think there's still a possibility, not related to this current event. Mm-hmm. I think next time it'll be very different. Individuals that are coming back are being identified, they're being screened, they're being monitored, and so they'd be identified very quickly. But as long as the epidemic in West Africa continues, I think there's always a potential that somebody could come back.
I'd like to talk a little bit about the Ebola Containment Center that's been opened in Richardson. It's a partnership between Methodist Parkland and UT Southwestern. Was this a real long-term commitment, or could this be seen just as a political move to calm people's fears?
I wouldn't say that it's a political move. I think in the midst of what was going on here in Dallas, we needed to quickly define a place where if there were several individuals that became infected, where we could care for those individuals. In my opinion and other people's opinion, we needed to get Presbyterian back on its feet. They had really gone through, the mill, with their nurses being infected, with the staffing challenges that they had. It was time to let Presbyterian heal. Part of the calculus was that if you did that at a Parkland or Southwestern, you'd have the potential of taking down another major hospital in Dallas if one of those individuals became ill. If you look at the volume at Presbyterian, once Mr. Duncan was diagnosed, they basically lost most of their volume in the emergency room, inpatient care, et cetera. And you really couldn't risk taking down another major hospital.
I wonder about the blame game in all this. It seems like as soon as something like this happens, we as a society are like, who's responsible? Who messed up? And you were in the middle of that some too. Why do you think that so many people are so quick to try to affix blame?
I think that's part of our society. We want to be able to identify this is the cause so that it will never happen again. In the world that I live in, there's uncertainty. And you're dealing with humans, and folks are working as hard as they can. But in many areas, sometimes the guidance isn't perfect. This was the first time ever you had a case of Ebola in a community hospital in the United States. And so it shouldn't surprise us that we're going to learn something from that. And I think part of our role is to learn from our experiences so that if there were missteps, or if the people, again, were doing the best they could, but the data wasn't perfect, that we figure out how to do better the next time.
When Thomas Eric Duncan was first diagnosed, the public health system seemed a bit uncertain. Dallas County couldn't get a cleaning crew in to decontaminate the apartment where he stayed. They had trouble getting waste removed. Louisiana refused to accept his incinerated belongings. Why do you think there was so much confusion?
Well, I think a lot of folks were afraid. It hit on many levels. It hit on the cleaning crews and who would come in and who would not. There were a lot of attempts to move the family to another apartment. They couldn't find anybody that would lease their apartment to the government to move those individuals in. And part of that was because they knew that if they did, there'd be the media frenzy right in front of the apartment. I wouldn't underestimate the media impact on the ability to get some things done during this event.
What's the biggest lesson you've learned over the last 6 weeks?
Yeah. I was testifying to Congress not too long ago about this issue, and they asked me one of those things I've learned. And I think what I've learned in many disaster responses is the importance of humility as you approach these events, that there will be surprises. Your plans are not going to be perfect, and you need to accept that and be willing to change your plan in order to meet the challenge that you face on the ground.
David Lakey's the top health official in Texas. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.